This is the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you each week by Southern Company.
All right, Adrian Williams joins us, the Braves Senior Director of Adversity and also Community Marketing. We appreciate him being a part of the show. Adrian, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
Doing all right. Looking forward to a big homestand, and you got some things to share with us, because we're telling every time we're working right here at the Battery, we see it. So many people are coming in and crowded into this area now. We're telling everybody, buy their parking early. That's what
we
always try to share.
Definitely. You have to buy your parking early, and it's going to be a great weekend. We have the Orioles that are coming into town, but more importantly, it's Hank Aaron week. So we've got a week worth of activity that's been going on, so we're really excited about being able to honor Hank.
Yeah, and what are some of the things fans are going to see as far as honoring Hank goes?
Yeah, so we started off the week on Tuesday. We did a field refurbishment at the Carver YMCA. And then currently, right now, we have our Supplier Diversity Summit that's going on here at SunTrust Park, and really connecting minority-owned businesses with government and corporate partners. And then tomorrow, we have our Champions of Justice Award, which is really cool. As you know, Hank not only was a ball player, but has been really instrumental in development of the community and philanthropic efforts and social justice along with baseball. So we're honoring Eric Holder, who was the first African-American attorney general, and then Carmen Yulin Cruz, who is the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And what's really interesting about that is, you know, Hank got one of, when he was first started, he played in the winter leagues in Puerto Rico. So that's a unique tie. And then we have Bob Costas, who we all know from NBC Sports. And then in addition, we're executing an RBI All-Star Showcase. This is a cool and new event for us. We are inviting elite minority players, baseball players from around Braves country, and giving them exposure to pro and college scouts. So these are 2018, 2019, 2020 kids that just need some exposure and giving them an opportunity to further their careers in baseball. And then Saturday, we'll have a seven-inning game with those elite kids at Kennesaw State. And then we'll conclude the night with a concert with Atlanta's own Big Boy from Outkast. So it's going to be a great night and a great week. So we're really excited about all the activities that we have going on.
Adrian, we were talking earlier about the fact that a lot of people are saying that this is starting to feel like 1991 again, when the Braves were on that first big run, that sustained level of excellence. You got to be all feeling it right now with this young talent and a young roster and so many more on the way up. This got to be a great time to be with the Braves.
And a great facility.
It's an awesome time. You know, one of the things, and Derek just spoke about it this morning, is it's great to hear us be able to say the first place Atlanta Braves. And it's been a little while since we've been able to say that, but it's just an exciting time, whether it's Dansby Swanson or Ozzy Albies and Acuna. It's a great time to see those guys really start to blossom and to say that we're the first place Atlanta Braves.
Buck doesn't allow it ever to be said without saying first place Atlanta Braves. He mandates it on the show every day.
I know he does, but for us, you know, we're taking it day by day, and it's an opportunity for us to really capitalize on it. And quite frankly, I think what a lot of our fans are saying is it does feel like 1991, and we're able to see all these young kids come up, and we're just excited about it. And if we have the opportunity to say first place, we should do it.
Adrian, all these events, people can find out more at Braves.com, right, about all the things that will be going on this weekend?
That's exactly right. One other thing to note is that our players will be wearing the 1974 jerseys for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the proceeds from – we'll be selling those jerseys on our auction. So the proceeds of that will be going to Hank Aaron's Chasing the Dream Foundation and the Atlanta Braves Foundation as well. But, yes, you can find all the information on Braves.com.
Adrian Williams, thanks for your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing you over at the park.
Thank you, Kincaid. Appreciate
it. Buddy. Take care of yourself. Adrian Williams joining us. He is the Braves Senior Director of Diversity and Community Marketing.